News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The Gaza flotilla, the sister of Irish President Catherine Connolly, is said to be among at least six Irish citizens on a flotilla that was heading to Gaza. They've been detained by the Israeli Defence Forces off the coast of Cyprus. Karen Moynihan is with us. She's the Irish lead for the Global Summit Flotilla. Karen, one assumes this was what you expected to happen.
Good morning. No, I would say this isn't what we assumed to expect or expected to happen. This question gets raised quite a lot, actually. And I think the reason that the global movement has come together, which is more than 70 countries from across the world, is because we refuse to accept that Israel has impunity to do whatever they want.
But given that everybody who's tried this before has been detained, it was a fair prediction that these people would be detained.
Well, for starters, everybody hasn't been detained before. There's been 33 flotilla missions, and a number of those did actually make it to Gaza. But whether this is what's happened before or not, this is a completely legal humanitarian mission. What Israel did is completely illegal. So the reason that these people and the 15 Irish people and the hundreds and hundreds of other people from around the world have done this is because we do not accept this as the status quo. We do not accept that Israel has impunity to do whatever they want. The Palestinian people are being decimated. There's more than 70,000 people have been murdered by Israel in 2.5 years.
And do you think that the flotillas achieve anything?
Well, I would say for starters, it reminds the people in Palestine that they are not forgotten, that there are people from every walk of life that are still here and still willing to put their lives on the line and do anything they can to ensure that Palestine, the people in Palestine are safe, or that we can do, or that we can try to ensure that they get self-determination and the liberation of Palestine. But I also think, like we're talking about it right now, there is people like the flotilla itself, I should say, is a mission as part of a wider movement. So the movement itself is more than 70,000 people. It started about 14 months ago. There are, 70 different countries from around the world so far. There's thousands and thousands of people involved. The flotillas are missions within the movement. There's also been a number of ground convoys, a parliamentary congress. There has been demonstrations that have happened collectively through hundreds and hundreds of cities across the world. Like, this is collectively people coming together to say, we do not accept what is happening in Palestine. We do not accept that our governments are making us complicit in a genocide. And so, yes, I do think that they are very, very important, that we show that civil society, that ordinary people are rising up and will not accept this anymore.
And is that public awareness mission greatly helped by the detention of the president's sister?
Knowing Margaret, Margaret has been an activist for many, many years, to my understanding, is also a doctor and believes very strongly in the rights of the Palestinian people. She is sailing on her own steam. So, yes, she is the president's sister, but as in she chose to sail as an individual like everybody else in the mission. And the movement is made up of ordinary people across the world, and that's its power.
Indeed, but that doesn't remove the fact that she is the president's sister, which undoubtedly has a significant impact on the level of attention that this will get. So is it advantageous to your mission that she has been detained?
No, I mean, I don't think that it has actually escalated the amount of attention that it has gotten. Like the flotilla 7 months ago also had a huge amount of media attention also when it sailed. So, I mean, obviously there is an impact to the fact that there is one of the countries has a president's sister on board. But I mean, as in, do I think it has a much greater impact? I don't, because I think every single person that's sailing on that boat has put their lives on the line the same as Margaret.
Well, in public impact terms, it demonstrably does. It has been splashed across national and international media. It was raised during an official visit to the UK. There were six people detained. Only one of them was named. Only one of them got that level of public attention. So it has, objectively speaking, had an amplifying effect on the attention.
Well, yes, I mean, of course, like as in it has been a headline story for a lot of papers, but so have a lot of other stories. But to be honest, like, I mean, I don't really know what to say to that exactly, as in other than, yes, it has had an impact. But as I said, Margaret has sailed on her own steam. And like, yes, she is the president's sister, but what, like, I mean, the reason she has sailed is because she cannot sit by like anybody else. Like, we can talk about, like, I suppose, the impact that it might be having in relation to being the president's sister, but I'd rather like kind of highlight why she has chosen to do it, knowing that like what might come in relation to being the president's sister. But she's sailing because she knows that there's like 10,000 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jail, many of them with no charges against them. She's sailing because 400 of those prisoners are children, that they are, that there is known torture and starvation happening in those prisons daily. She's sailing because of the fact that there's forced starvation happening, and there's malnutrition at a scale not seen before for children in Gaza. Like, this is why these 15 people from Ireland and the hundreds and hundreds of other people chose to sail. I should also say, like, these are the people who are sailing. There's thousands and thousands of other people who wanted to also sail.
Now, given that one of your objectives in this is that thing of drawing attention and drawing public awareness, you will be aware, of course, that the Israelis will use whatever they can on their side of the propaganda battle. How do you think this will net off? Because the Israelis will undoubtedly use this as what further evidence of what they have been suggesting for some time, that Ireland is innately anti-Semitic.
Well, I don't believe for a minute that Ireland is anti-Semitic. I mean, throughout the movement in Ireland, there is every religion, every walk of life that engages in that. This, if anything, this just shows that Ireland and the people of Ireland, I should say, have humanity at its core, and that we will not sit by and watch a violation of any people.
But you don't think they will use this as grist to their mill in the propaganda war?
I mean, to be fair, do I hold any regard to what the Zionist regime in Israel currently might state? No, I don't. They have broken, continuously break every international law that they want. They are starving a population. There is an escalation within the West Bank that has not been seen before in relation to settler violence. They have openly, if they want to share something that is not true, I can't oppose that. What I want, what we are here for, and what we are calling for is that Irish government acts. We are not anti-Semitic. The movement is far from it. There are many, many Jewish people part of the movement. And across the world, we know in Ireland as well that there are so many people, Jewish people, that stand steadfast with the Palestinian people. So this is, if anything, this is trying to show that like people will not allow humanitarian atrocities to happen to anybody.
Okay.
And whoever is committing them should be held accountable.
Okay.
And currently Israel has absolutely no accountability.
Karen, thank you very much for your time. That's Karen Moynihan, who is the Irish lead for the Global Summit Flotilla.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.